So what are the old people doing here? Why don't you practice? Huh? Do they hear me? Do you hear me? Yeah? You're all retired, yeah? Huh? The only thing you have left to do is to practice. Huh? Prepare yourself, you know, to go to the next life, yeah? Yeah, on this bench as well, yeah? Huh? Body, 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 huh? Sooner or later we all die. Right? Sometimes sooner, sometimes later. Right? When the world goes on like this, you know, very soon. Yeah? So you better prepare yourself. Yeah? Huh? What did I say? You know, how many hours? At least six hours a day? Yeah, this young one still goes to university. What does she do? She learns how to play with a smartphone, huh? Smartphone, yeah. They call it smartphone because the people who use it are stupid. No? Huh? And the more we use it, the more stupid we become. Huh? What am I going to do with you, yeah? Oh, life is so difficult, life is so difficult, yeah? Huh? No! It can be very easy, you know, if you have the right mindset, yeah? Whatever comes will come anyway, yeah? And just say hello, hi there, you are, yeah? If it's bad, you know, grin your teeth, you know, huh? And sooner or later we'll go over, yeah? But we fight everything, yeah? We fight our partner, we fight the government, we fight our boss, you know, we fight, yeah? Huh? We don't like this, we don't like that, huh? Huh? And we find always fault with other people, yeah? Never find fault with ourselves, because we are perfect, yeah? Everybody else around us is not perfect, huh? Yes. Oh, boy, boy, boy. That's why we have so much dukkha. If we look at our own heart, you know, and correct the things, you know, that are leading us into trouble, you know, I mean, then we would be, you know, quite comfortable and well. Yeah? But we place the burden on other people, yeah, on this situation, yeah. Now it is hot, now it is cold, yeah. Now it's humid, yeah. Now we cannot practice, yeah. My legs are in pain, yeah. When I sit for 20 minutes, you know, my back is breaking, you know, I ruin my body, yeah. But when we eat and talk to each other for sitting for 2 or 3 hours, no problem. Huh? Strange, isn't it? Very strange, yeah? Because we always have somebody, you know, who who puts the words in our ears, yeah? And it's called the kilesa, yeah? Yeah, I want this, I need this, I don't like that. Huh? Kilesa, all day long. Shut it off. Tell them to go to hell, yeah? Just like, you know, when I was doing walking meditation sometimes, yeah, it was in England, a long, long, long time ago. Yeah? It was snowy, you know. Huh? I did walking meditation and the kilesa said, I don't like it, I don't like it. Yeah, and said, if you don't like it, you know, get out. Huh? I go on walking. I go on sitting. Same. Yeah? Huh? The kilesa, you know, bring us all these troubles. Yeah? Greed, hatred and delusion. Yeah, everybody has heard of it. Yeah? These are called the armies of the kilesa. Yeah? And behind that is avicca. Huh? What is avicca? One thing to know. Siri, Siri, Google, Google. Huh? That is avicca. Wanting to know, and not being able to know in line with the truth. Yeah? Wanting to understand, but not being able to understand in line with the truth. Yeah? Yeah? That's avicca. Yeah? What do they teach you here? I mean, I feel sorry for all these Malaysians, yeah? I mean, all these teachers coming by, everybody says something different, yeah? Huh? And in the end, you know, we all get confused, yeah? What is the right teaching? Huh? The right teaching is always, yeah? Keeping close to the Buddha's teaching. The Four Noble Truths, yeah? Dukkha. First Noble Truth. We don't have dukkha, huh? Yes. In the morning you get up, you don't want to, yeah? Yeah? You don't want to get up, you don't want to go to work, you want to sleep over, yeah? Dukkha, yeah? You're hungry, dukkha, huh? You're thirsty, dukkha. You need to go to the toilet, oh, dukkha, yeah? Huh? No, no! And then, it's so nice. That's, yeah? When dukkha changes into sukha, yeah? We are tired. It's dukkha. Yeah? But that is only the dukkha of the body. Everybody has a dukkha. Huh? Everybody has a has a body. Yeah? So he knows it. Yeah? And then you have to look after this body. Yeah? Yeah? And you have to work for this body. Yeah? And does the body thank you? Huh? Does it say, thank you, my dear? Yeah? Huh? You work so hard for me? Yeah? No! It's ungrateful. You know, it dies in front of our eyes, yeah? And we have to look for a new body. Just like your car, yeah? When your car, you know, it's getting ruined, you know, it needs to go to the scrapper, what do? Look for another car. Yeah? Learning to walk. When you're born here, yeah? You remember when you learn to walk? When you learn to talk? When you learn to read? When you learn to write? Huh? When you went to school for 15 years? Remember this? Welcome next life. Huh? I mean, this is awaiting us. I mean, we are Buddhists, so we believe, you know? I mean, there is a next life, yeah? There was a previous life, yeah? And because of the previous life, we are born in Malaysia. Yeah? Because of our karma, we are born in the situation we are born into. Yeah? So, huh? Well, what does it say? You know, Singapore is the same. Not much different. Yeah? Why are people born into Thailand, where Buddhism flourishes? Yeah? Why are you born in a Muslim country? What did you do in your last life? Huh? Did you spit on the Buddha, you know? Huh? I mean, it's because of karma we are born in the family that we are born. We are born in the country that we are born. Yeah. Because of our karma. Yeah. We didn't hold it up. Yeah. Now you can learn it, you know, hold it up, you know. And hopefully in the next life you're born in a Buddhist country. Yeah. I wasn't born in a Buddhist country. Yeah. But there was Buddhism. Yeah, all these teachers. Yeah, you know what we say in German? Yeah, too many cooks spoil the food. Yeah, too many teachers spoil the Dhamma. And it's clear, yeah. I mean, this person teaches this, that person teaches that, you know. And what is the truth? The truth is the Four Noble Truths. Yeah, dukkha. Yeah, discontentment, dis-ease, suffering, pain. Yeah, that is dukkha. Yeah, it's a container for all these unpleasant things. Restlessness, yeah. Everybody knows, nowadays they don't know restlessness, because their restlessness, they look at their smartphone. Yeah? Huh? I mean, how do you know dukkha if you don't understand the first noble truth of dukkha? How will you ever make your mind up, you know, to go beyond dukkha? Huh? We do have to understand it, we have to feel it every day. Every morning we wake up, oh no, I don't want to go, yeah? I want to sleep over, I don't want to go to work, yeah? Huh? Every day, yeah? We have to understand dukkha. Huh? And that is only the bodily dukkha. Huh? And we have to take care of this body. We have to educate this body for 16 years. Huh? Now you go to university. Huh? 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 But before that, you know, you have to train this body for 16 years. Yeah? Huh? And next life you have to do it again. Because you forget everything. The older people remember this. Huh? All our family business is gone. Huh? We cannot take anything with us. Yeah? All our education is gone. Huh? We have to learn to talk again. Yeah? We have to learn to walk again. Yeah? When we come back as a human being. Is that clear? Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, and you go out, you know, and then forget everything. Huh? I come here to remind you of the important things, yeah? The important things in our life, yeah? I mean, everybody heard of samsaravata, yeah? Yeah? What is samsaravata? Birth and death, yeah? We are born to die and we die to be born again. That is called samsaravata. Huh? I call it the hamster wheel. Running, running, running and not going anywhere. Yeah? Huh? Next time, look at the hamster in the hamster wheel. Yeah? That is us. Yeah, don't laugh, you know. I mean, it's serious. Yeah? Hmm? Or sometimes I call it the roller coaster of life. Yeah? Going up. Yeah? Very slowly, slowly going up to heaven and then very fast going down to hell, yeah? And then going up slowly, yeah? Yeah? The 31 realms of existence, yeah? And where do we go? You know, where do you go after death? Yeah, no? Hopefully you're not down. Yeah, you want to, everybody wants to go up, yeah? But nobody is willing to do this. Yeah? Do you know what it needs, you know, to go up? What? No, not necessarily. Yeah? It helps, yeah? What is it? Keeping the five precepts. That's important, you know? Having respect. Yeah? Having respect for the elders, having respect, yeah? Having respect for the parents. They don't allow you into heaven if you don't have respect. Huh? Look at the younger generation, they don't respect anything than themselves. Yeah? Yeah? The university, huh? Yeah? You don't respect your teachers, yeah? You don't respect your professors, yeah? Nowadays they are even cleverer than their teachers, huh? Oh, Mr. Teacher, you know, Google says this, you know? Yeah? That is not be right. Yeah? Nowadays in some schools in Thailand and some schools in America, they already ban the smartphones, yeah? Yeah? Because it is destructive for our learning, yeah? Looking at this, yeah? respect for our parents, respect for our teachers, for everybody who teaches us something, yeah? You can leave me out, you know? But I'm just here, you know, as a reminder, yeah? And then what else? Generosity. Yeah? And what else? Gratitude. You know what gratitude is? Being grateful for your parents who raised you for 20 years? Huh? Who looked after, who wiped your, you know, who wiped the shit off your ass? Huh? Don't remember that? Huh? You threw up on them? Yeah? When you were born, huh? Lungta Mahabo called it, you know, these little kids, you know, sit on the head of their parents and shit on them, yeah? Because they don't have any more respect for them. Yeah? So that is, yeah? And they are not grateful, you know, for what is given to them. Don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you for whatever is happening to you right now. Is what you have done unto others. Ha! Huh. Everything comes back to us. Yeah? Huh? If we, in every moment of our life, respect this truth, yeah? Then we can live quite happily. Yeah? Sometimes it's more difficult, you know? Yeah? We just bite, you know, bite our teeth, you know? And go through it, yeah? Don't fight it, yeah? And then some nice things come in, yeah? And then some bad things come in. Yeah, everybody of us. Huh? Nobody is born as an angel. Everybody is born with evil in his heart. Everybody is born with goodness in his heart. No? Yeah. It's up to us, you know. Some people are more evil and other people are more good, have more goodness in them. Yeah? So it's up to us, you know, to develop the goodness and get rid of the evil. Yeah? No? No, it's so difficult. Our desire always comes in between, huh? I want this, yeah? This blouse that I'm wearing, you know, I mean, I was wearing it for 3 days, you know, it's outmoded, you know. Huh? I need a new blouse, huh? I need a new bag, you know. I need new shoes, you know. Huh? These things, yeah. I need a new car, I need a new stereo, I need all these things. No, you don't need any of these things, yeah. Because happiness arises in the heart, yeah. Just like sorrow arises in the heart. Worries, fear, everything arises in the heart. It's nothing to do with the things outside. Yeah? Huh? Yeah. Not easy to understand. Yeah. So what did the Lord Buddha teach? Yeah? After dukkha, where is the dukkha coming from? Yeah? The dukkha of the heart. Yeah? And we talked only about the dukkha of the body. I don't like this, I don't like this, I want that. Yeah? I want to be like this, I want to be rich, I want to be, you know, powerful, I want to, yeah? I don't want to meet this person, I don't want to work in this factory, I want to work in that factory, yeah. It's all, yeah. Desire, tanha, yeah. It's the cause of our, yeah. It's the cause of our dukkha. The dukkha of the heart, yeah. And that is much worse than the dukkha of the body, because the dukkha of the body, we know the remedies already, yeah. When we're hungry, we eat, okay, finished. Yeah? No more dukkha. Yeah? When we're tired, we go to sleep. No more dukkha. Yeah? Huh? But when we feel sorrow or anger or, you know, there's no remedy for that. Huh? We have to face it up. When there's pain, yeah? We have to face it up. We have to face up these feelings. Yeah? And the more you desire, the more dukkha you have. The less you desire, the less dukkha you have. Yeah? And if you are able to go into samadhi, yeah, then you feel, you know, I mean, you don't need anything at all. Yeah? Because there are no thoughts and no memories to tell you what you want and what you need. Yeah? What the future is and what the past is. Yeah? There's nothing of this. There's just contentment. Pure contentment. Yeah? Ever tried it? Didn't work out. I gave up before. The mind is so busy, yeah? The mind, yeah. Huh? For the old people, you know, mind is very busy, yeah? I mean, you have more work to do than when you were, you know, working for, yeah? No time, yeah, for the old people, yeah? They have no time, yeah? They're getting retired and then suddenly have no time anymore, yeah? Need to do this, I need to do that, you know, I need to finish it. Huh? There's also a next life where you can finish, yeah. Huh? Next life you also need to do this or that, yeah. Huh? What is important in our life, yeah? That is the question you should ask yourself. What is important? Huh? Is the soundness of the mind, is the calmness of the mind important, yeah? Huh? Then you put all your effort into meditation, yeah? Get rid of these thoughts. Not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested, yeah? Don't work so hard, yeah? Huh? Coming back home from work and then still working and working and working. What do I do tomorrow? What do I do next quarter? Yeah? Yeah? Huh? Maybe tomorrow never comes. We should prepare for this very moment, yeah? Maybe next year doesn't come. Maybe we are already, you know, somewhere, yeah? Somewhere in another realm, yeah? You don't know, yeah? Why to plan for all these things? Why do we plan? Yeah? Gives us some joy, you know, because when we plan, we don't plan for sorrowful states, yeah? We plan, if I do this, I will be happy. If I do that, I will be happy. Did it work out? Never works out. Never works out. Huh? Oh, always plan, yeah. Oh, I go there, you know, I change my job, yeah. Or I change my partner. Nowadays it's very common, yeah. 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 Doesn't work out. Yeah. After 3 months or half a year, you know, you're in the same predicament, yeah. Same sorrows, yeah. You go into another country after 3 months, oh, the same thing, yeah. Wherever you go, you meet yourself. Yeah? So why not working here, you know, where you are, yeah? Why not working here? Huh? Getting rid of all this dukkha, getting rid of the desire, or letting go, you know, of much of the desire so that there's more contentment in our life. Yeah? What do we really need? We need some food, you know, we need, yeah, a pair of robes, you know, yeah? One meal a day, yeah? It's more than enough. I lived that for 30 years now. Sometimes I ate only once a week. Huh? Or twice a month, yeah? For years on end, yeah? And what did I do? Practice for 16, 18 hours a day. Not only six. 16 hours, yeah? Getting up at 3 o'clock, you know, and you know, going to bed at 11 o'clock or sometimes even 1 o'clock, yeah? Sleeping for 2 hours. Working, yeah? Fighting the kilesas, yeah? And I tell you, life is so good, yeah? This body is so nice. This body is just like a car. Yeah? When it breaks down, you go to the car shop, yeah? Yeah, called hospital nowadays, yeah? Yeah? And when your liver or kidney is not functioning, you know, they open up the body, you know, and take out the old kidney and put in a new kidney. Yeah? So where's the difference between a car and this body? Huh? Yeah. Driving a car is much easier, you know, it takes us just 3 months, you know, but learning this body, learning this biological robot, you know, takes us 16, 18 years. Huh? Before we can use it with its full strength, yeah? Remember this. The body is a body. It's a tool. Yeah. You get into the body, you know, you drive it, you do whatever you want, you know, and you get out of the body. Yeah. Just like in your car. Yeah. If there's nobody sitting in the car, what does the car do? Nothing. Yeah. Or if the driver is asleep, the car does nothing. Yeah. If you go into samadhi, the body doesn't do anything. Yeah. It sits up straight. Yeah. People in meditation, you know, always control their body. We are not there to control the body, we are control the mind that goes out. Oh no, yeah, I have to sit like this, oh I have to sit like this, I have to sit like this, yeah. Now I need, this is the better position, yeah. This is controlling the body, huh? That's not meditation, huh? Meditation is controlling the mind, yeah. You know, staying with the Buddha or staying with the breath, yeah. And when the mind goes out, we bring it back. But the mind doesn't want. Yeah? The kilesas want to play. Huh? It's a toy. Yeah? The body is their favorite toy. They want to play with the body. Yeah? Eating. Oh, this kind of food. I've never tried this kind of food. Yeah? Let me try it out. Yeah? Huh? The Thais are great in this. Yeah? But I think the Malaysians are also good. Every month there is a new flavor coming up, yeah? Ah, we haven't tried this flavor, we haven't tried that flavor. Oh, that tastes great, yeah? Huh? Food is made out of 7 tastes, yeah, that's it. Bitter, sweet, sour, yeah? Whatever, you know? Every food, yeah? You just mix it together in different quantities. Ah, that tastes nice, yeah? Huh? Put more sugar in, ah, yeah, sweet, yeah? Put less sugar in, you know, it might be salty, you know, or it might be, yeah, might be sour, yeah. So what? Huh? Or bitter? This is, we all go for this, yeah. Instead of realizing, you know, food is food to keep up the body. Yeah? That's what we learn, you know, as monks, yeah. Food is there to keep up the body working, yeah. And we don't need a lot, you know, especially if we practice a lot. Yeah? For all the retirees, you know, remember that. Huh? Huh? We don't need, yeah? Huh? We don't need to work hard, you know. Of course, if we are on construction work, you know, I mean, or labor, hard labor, you know, of course, then we need to feed the body. Huh? Much more. But if we have a teaching shop, what do we need? Yeah? Huh? Very little. Yeah? Two set of ropes, you know, two set of clothes, you know, that's enough. Yeah? Yeah? Maybe two pairs of shoes, one handbag, you know, that's enough. Yeah? What else do you need? Yeah? Why do you need to change? Yeah? Yeah? Why do you need to change? Ah, now I look different. Inside is the same rotten person. Yeah? Outside, we change the outside. Huh? You understand? Inside is the same. Yeah? Germany say, außen hui, innen pui, you know? Outside change, you know, the inside is still the same problem. But we like to do that, yeah? Yeah? We like to make up, you know, for the deficiency in our bodies. Yeah? I don't put your feet in front of the monk, yeah? This is what we want, you know? I mean, that's what deceives us, yeah? Or keeps us in the delusion. Yeah? Okay, so that was the second noble truth. What is the third noble truth? There's an end to suffering, yeah? Yeah? Or end to dukkha. I mean, don't translate dukkha as suffering because hardly any person suffers. Huh? But every person is discontent. Huh? No? At this ease, huh? At pain, huh? Sometimes in pain, huh? Sometimes restless. That's all dukkha. Huh? If you translate dukkha as suffering, yeah? Then you misunderstand the teaching of the Lord Buddha. Huh? Dukkha is not suffering, yeah? I mean, all these unpleasant feelings that come, yeah? Huh? You want to change this, you want to change this, you know? I mean, why do you want to change it? Because dukkha, yeah? You want this because of dukkha. You want that because of dukkha, yeah? You want to change your sitting position because of dukkha, yeah? 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 That's pain, yeah? Not suffering. You don't suffer when you sit in meditation. But you have some pain, yeah? Or you have some disease, yeah? Or the mind is restless, huh? Or the mind is, yeah, in most cases the mind is bored. Oh, this Buddha is boring. Oh, this breath is boring. I know it already. I know it. I looked at it long enough, yeah? Let's think about this or think about that, yeah? Huh? Let's, you know, get the imagination engine running, yeah? What am I going to do now? Yeah, after that, yeah? Huh? Having something to eat, you know? Or watching telly or looking at the smartphone. Playing games, huh? Yeah? Texting to friends. Sending pictures to friends. These smartphones, yeah. They really ruin everything, yeah? We are already in a delusion, you know? I mean, the more we get into the smartphone, you know, the more we get into delusion, second grade, yeah? I mean, it's already difficult to get out of this real world, yeah? What we call real world, what the Lord Buddha calls delusion, yeah? Because for us, things seem to be real, yeah? But when we look at the smartphone, nothing is real. It's all created, you know? It's a game, yeah? Call it a game of life, yeah? I mean, when was it? In the 90s, I think, you know, when I started to become a monk, there was a second life, yeah? There was a game out, second life, where you can completely change your personality, your job, and so on, yeah? And people were getting completely obnoxious about it, yeah? Forgetting even to work, or forgetting to eat, yeah? Because they played another person, yeah? Like in most of the games, yeah? We're playing another person because we don't like who we are, huh? Yeah? So, get real to your life, yeah? So, for the most important noble truth, what is that? And the fourth noble truth, huh? The path that leads to the end of dukkha. And what does it, where does it start? Sila. Yeah? Sila is important, yeah? Sila is important for practice, Sila is important, you know, for coming back, you know, as a human being. Sila is important for going up. Yeah? I told you, yeah? If you want to go up, yeah? Respect, generosity, gratitude, sila. Yeah? If you're not enough, you come back as a human. Yeah? That you want to pass? No, not enough. Go back. Huh? They're quite strict up there, you know, they want, yeah. When they come, you know, when they come close, you know, close to a human village, you know, I'm, oh, it stinks, yeah. Because they don't keep the sila. What are the sila? Yeah. Not harming any living being, that's the first precept, yeah. Not taking what is not given, second precept, yeah. People who work, you know, in a company, you know, take this home or take that home, it's breaking the sila. Even a pencil, it's not given to you. Yeah? And you go to your friend and, yeah, and raid the fridge, you know, I mean, as long as he doesn't allow it, you know, I mean, yeah, it's breaking the sila. Yeah? Or you see this apple on his, yeah, or that, you know, yeah? And take it out, nice, you know, it's breaking the sila. It's very easy to break the sila. So, not taking what is not given, yeah? No sexual misconduct. What is sexual misconduct? Not sexual fantasies, yeah? I mean, yeah, having a partner, yeah, and having an affair, yeah? Yeah? But that is not only, yeah? Parents with their kids, sexual misconduct, yeah? Teachers with their students, sexual misconduct. Professors with their students, sexual misconduct, yeah? And, of course, the boss with his employees, sexual misconduct. It goes deep, huh? And now you look at the world, you know, the world is full, yeah? And pretty much everybody, you know, I mean, if it's serious enough, sexual misconduct always leads to hell. Like killing people, you know, always leads to hell. Yeah? And big theft, you know, also leads. Yeah? If it is minor, you know, you can scrape by, yeah? You might only go to the ghost realm for a while. But anyway, yeah, so what is the fourth? Musa. What is that? No harsh speed. Yeah? No harming speech, you know, that harms other people, yeah? That's all Musa, yeah? But it's so difficult to watch our mouth, huh? The mouth runs before our brain starts, yeah? That's why in German we have the saying, you know, turn on the brain before you open your mouth. Yeah. It's easy, yeah? You constantly, you know, look at other people and say, you know, this is, you know, look what this is doing. Look what he is doing. Look what she is doing. Yeah, she's behaving, misbehaving. But we never look at ourselves, what we are doing, yeah? So, Musa, yeah? And the last one, huh? No alcohol, no drugs, yeah? No smartphone. I mean, haven't you seen the people? I just saw when I coming here, you know, a person sitting in a car, you know, while driving and texting. Huh? Texting. Huh? I mean, or people walking over the street, you know, I mean, while they look at their smartphones, yeah? I mean, yeah, where's the difference, yeah? And now, the smartphone is, you know, it's in Thai it is very receptive, you know, it is attached to our body. Yeah. Huh? Most of the people have the smartphone here in the back, you know, or in the purse, you know, and in the evening they put it next to the bed, yeah? Huh? As being able to be reached every moment, yeah. Huh? Isn't that a nuisance? Huh? And then all these I don't know how they call it in English, this Qualcomm, these text messages come from these different providers, you know, this is this, you know, you have this, you know, yeah. Beep, beep, oh, you know, this, what is it? I don't know these technologies, yeah. But there's a lot of these things constantly coming up. Beep, beep, yeah, when I give a talk, you know, beep, right, beep, yeah, okay, yeah. And somebody got a text message, yeah. From this group or from that group or that, yeah. It's all so important. No, it's not important. Yeah? How our health is, how our mind is, that is important. Yeah? So, remember that. Yeah? I mean, of course, everybody needs to use the smartphones nowadays or the phone nowadays. Yeah? I mean, use it wisely. Yeah? Lungta Mahabod, you know, once said, you know, I mean, Torah tat teva tat, yeah? Torah sapme te, Torah tat. And that means, you know, TV, you know, and phones, you know, are devatata. Yeah? They are, you know, delude us, yeah? They, just like devatata wanted to change the Buddha's teaching, yeah? So are these things, yeah? The TV, you know, and the smartphones, you know, want to change the teaching, yeah? I mean, nowadays you just look up, you know, what did the Lord Buddha say, you know, or what did this Ajahn say, or that Ajahn say, you know, huh? In the end, you know, that's why you're here, you know, what is he saying, what is he saying? why is he saying you're different from the others, you know, huh? Which way should I go, huh? The Four Noble Truths.
Yeah.
And? The fourth noble truth is the one that is important to us. Yeah? Sila. Yeah? I just talked about it. Samadhi. The ability to concentrate. Hmm? What do the Western monks say? Oh, yes, that is nothing for Westerners. We just do panya. Yeah? We just do vipassana. Yeah? I mean, when I was there, 1991, yeah, I went to the English monastery. I was there in Anagarika. Yeah? For a year, yeah. I mean, the monks couldn't practice. I mean, they couldn't sit in samadhi. I was so amazed, yeah. Because they worked, you know, 8 hours a day. Huh? Cutting wood, you know, and repairing the monastery, building this monastery, building this chedi, building this, building that building, yeah. Huh? And asking you for money to build more. Huh? No? It's your money that goes into all these buildings, yeah. Huh? And for what? Monks shouldn't do this kind of work. We become monks, you know, to practice, yeah? Hmm? Samadhi and Panya, yeah? And we have the 227 rules. That should be, yeah? Hmm? Do you think, you know, Lungta Mahabo allowed any building work? No. Huh? If somebody, you know, there was Lumpuli, yeah? Rumpoli, you know, was there, you know, when Lungta Mahabua went to Bangkok, you know, he was building a godang, a storage room or storage facility, yeah. And then Lungta Mahabua came back and he was really angry. Who dared, you know, to build this, yeah? He didn't want us. He didn't want the monks, you know, to build anything, you know, or be busy with this or busy with that, yeah. He wanted them, you know, to practice, yeah? 24 hours a day, yeah? If we went Bindabad, you know, I mean, it was just 18 hours or 16 hours a day. Yeah? Practice, practice, practice. Walking Trungkom, sitting in Samadhi, how long can you practice? Yeah? How much, yeah, did you practice today? 5 minutes? Huh? This elderly, how many hours? Nothing. Zero, zero, zero. Huh? Don't you think it is important? Samadhi is important, yeah? Huh? Samadhi make the mind calm because all the happiness, you know, is within the heart, yeah? All the contentment, but also, of course, also the kilesas are in the heart, yeah? But when we go with samadhi, you know, I mean, we chuck the kilesas out for a while, yeah? Hmm? And go and enter the safe house, yeah? And within the safe house, we feel contented. We don't want anything. And that's where you realize you don't need anything of it. Yeah? But it's too difficult. Isn't it? It's easier to buy this or buy that or eat this or eat that, you know? Yeah? Isn't it? Huh? Yeah? But that's not the way. That's the way of the kilesas who constantly lure us into doing things that are not necessary. Yeah? Yes, we have to look after the body. That is clear. Yeah? But don't overdo it, yeah? Malaysia, Singapore, yeah? Even nowadays, also in Thailand, yeah? I mean, they eat medicine as a staple food, yeah? This medicine, this, you need to do this. I always get a big bag of medicine, you know? Supplements, you know, all these things, yeah? You just stuff it in, you know, you don't even know what the effect on the body is. Huh? Somebody tells you it's good for your health, you know, yeah. But everybody is different. Everybody needs different things. Yeah. That is what is karma, you know, huh? Because of our karma we have, you know, this kind of body or that kind of body, yeah. We have a womanly body or a manly body, yeah. Or we have, you know, a frail body or a strong body. Yeah? So a strong body doesn't need these things that a frail body needs. Yeah? So everybody has to look at what his body needs. Yeah? And actually you will be surprised how little it needs. Yeah? What to do with you? Huh? Tell me. Huh? Samadhi, you know? Yeah? I mean, you close your eyes, you sit comfortable, and then you don't move the body. Yeah? And you concentrate all your energy on the Buddha or on the breath, yeah? Knowing the breath goes in, knowing the breath goes out. Knowing the Buddha, you know, is there or the Buddha is not there. The Buddha is fast or slow or deep or shallow. Yeah? That's, Samadhi is concentration. Sati is knowing that. Yeah? So, while we train Samadhi, we also have to train Sati. Yeah? People, concentrate, okay, Buddha, your mind becomes calm and then they go on to calm. Yeah? That's the end of Samadhi. They don't enter Samadhi. Yeah? That's concentration. And concentration can lead us to sort of calm. Yeah? And that's where most of the people stop. No, we have to develop sati. Yeah? The knowingness, the awareness of what is going on. Yeah? What you do, why you do it, and what is the result of you doing? Huh? Yeah? In Thai it's called sati sadam. Yeah? to have this awareness, yeah? Being aware of what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the results of our doing it. How many people are doing that? Zero. Huh? Who is doing this? Huh? Anybody? Raise your hand. Yeah. Who is aware of what he is doing, why he is doing it? You know, and what the results of his doing? Nobody. Yeah. We need to develop that. Otherwise, we don't. Yeah. We cannot clear our mind, yeah, of greed, hatred, and delusion. We have to know what we are doing. We have to know, yeah, what we are eating, what kind of results it has on our body. That's, yeah. What our body needs, yeah, doesn't need a lot, yeah, but it does need something, yeah. We need to look after it, yeah, but we don't need to spend, you know, 20 hours a day to look after the body, yeah. Working for the body, yeah? As I said before, yeah? Is the body grateful that you work for it? Huh? Does it tell you anything? Yeah? Huh? Does within the body arise the happiness? Huh? It only knows hunger or full, yeah? Zero and one. Or half full, yeah? Maybe three values, yeah? Huh? Tired, you know? Huh? Or rested, yeah? That's what the body knows. It doesn't. It's not grateful that we look after. We are grateful that we have it, yeah? Huh? Huh? But we are only grateful, you know, that we have it when we are Buddhists and try to go our way. Yeah? Go the way, you know, to Nibbana. Yeah? Open the door of our hamster wheel. Yeah? Please, next time, you know, when you see a hamster in a hamster wheel, look, huh, and see, that's me. That is me, yeah? Huh? Nothing different. I mean, how many trillions of life have we lived already? How many more trillions you want to live? Huh? Is it so comfortable, yeah, this life? It's a bit tough, isn't it? I'm a bit tough, huh? Tough on you, huh? But sometimes we need a wake-up call. Hello, are you there? Is anybody in here? Huh? Kilesas are in here, yeah? They decide what to do, yeah? No? Every day, every morning, yeah? Huh? They decide what to do, yeah? And we have to fight them, yeah? And that's where panya comes in, yeah? So where does greed and hatred come from? Where's the source of our greed and hate? What is it connected to? Of course it is in the mind, but, yeah? I mean, it needs an object. Don't you need an object, yeah? Huh? When sexual desire arises, you need an object. Without object, there is no sexual desire. Yeah? Don't look too much on other women. Yeah? Yeah. No. So? Huh? Greed and hatred arises within this body, within the sphere of the body. That's why we have to do body investigation. Yeah? Anybody teaches you body investigation? Yeah. The loathsomeness of the body? Huh? Any one of these Western monks are teaching you body investigation? Doesn't seem so. Right, 32 parts. Yeah. Yeah. Take the skin off and look what is behind the skin. Yeah? Yeah? Look at the food that you put in the mouth, you know, and then look at the shit that comes out. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, you know, put the spittle in your hand, you know, and try to put it back in. Huh? Oh. Oh. Oh, you know, next time spread, you know, your sweat onto your next, you know, next sausage or bread or whatever, or rice, yeah? No, you don't like the things that come out of the body. You only like the things that go into the body or on the body. Yeah? Yeah? That is body investigation. Yeah? When I was still, you know, in England, you know, in the monasteries, the Western monk said, we don't have to make this body loathsome. I said, the body is loathsome. We don't have to make it loathsome. Just open it up, yeah? Huh? Look at the contents of your stomach, you know? Look at, you know, the poos and blood, you know? Huh? Look at the liver or the heart. You don't want to hold it in your hand, yeah? Huh? You will throw up if you remove the skin and look in the mirror. Oh, I don't want to see that, huh? Huh? Skin your girlfriend, you know, and then you don't want to touch her anymore. It's true. Yeah? I mean, why do you think, you know, I mean, we as monks need this, yeah? Need this kind of practice, otherwise we disrobe it within 3 months, yeah? Huh? Or we become like these, you know, like these Christian monks, you know, who have, you know, who have an underground tunnel to a nunnery, yeah? Never heard of that? France, you know, France was very famous for it, yeah. And they found a lot of babies in there as well, you know. I mean, there's skeletons of babies. Yeah? No, we need that. Yeah? We need investigation of the body, you know, to overcome greed and hatred. And greed and hatred is rooted within the body, yeah. Because the moment we do really body investigation, The first thing is, and now for the first thing for body investigation is see that the body is not me, not mine, and not myself.
Yeah.
Get out of the body. Yeah. Have a look at it. Okay, it looks like me. Yeah. Then go back in. Yeah.
Can you do it? Yeah.
Yeah, then chop the body up, you know, when you sit there, you know, chop it. Yeah, you can use the 32 parts, or you can chop up the hand and put it there, and the other hand, put it there, underarm, put it there, or throw it in a heap, you know, and then look at it. And who sits it? Who sees it? Not your eyes. Huh? It's your sati that sees it. Yeah? All the body parts are there. And what is sitting there? It's a knowingness. Or does when you ask your arm, does your arm tell you it's an arm? No. Does your thought tell you it's a thought? Try to ask it. Do you know your thought? Do you know your memory? Huh? What do you think it will reply? Nothing. Stillness. Huh? No. We put these labels on these things. We put arm. We put I. We put he. We put she. Huh? This is a friend, this is a foe. We put these labels and we live in this world of the labels. Yeah? That's what is also called illusion. Yeah? We make our own world that we live in. Yeah? Just like, you know, when people nowadays play these video games, they live in their world, you know, they choose a character, you know, and, yeah? Huh? Not much different. But at least they don't suffer so much, you know. But, you know, sooner or later, you know, when they get shot, you know, game over. Okay, next game. Just like us. Game over, die. Yeah? That's a molly. Yeah? Game over. Yeah? Play again. And then play again. And then play again. And then play again. Yeah? They cannot stop. Yeah? Watch these addicts, you know. Watch these addicts, you know, who constantly play these games. Yeah? It's not different. Yeah? They're already in the second stage of delusion, yeah? We already have our problems with the first, yeah? With the big delusion, yeah? Of this world, yeah? But they, you know, they don't even want to see. That's why they hide, you know, in these game worlds, yeah? No? Did I pick the right person? Yeah. We don't want to see the truth, you know, that's why we hide, you know. Yeah? It's addiction, yeah. But better, you know, better than alcohol and drugs, you know, that leads us to destruction. Yeah? Destructs ourselves. Yeah? But these games, you know, they're just as primitive as, yeah? As other things. Yeah? We don't want to see a reality, yeah. We don't want to see the reality of this body, yeah. And we don't want to see the reality of the world we live in. We don't want to see the reality of karma, yeah? And that's why we hide somewhere, yeah? Like an oyster, yeah? Huh? Who doesn't want to see the tiger who is running after it, so he puts his head in the sand and says, ah, if I don't see him, he doesn't see me. Huh? Yeah? That's us. Yeah. Putting our head, you know, in the sand, yeah? And not wanting to know, yeah? So, body investigation. Yeah? The first is, you know, to see the body is not self. Yeah? What's the first? Yeah? You have to do it. Yeah? Sooner or later you will have to do it. Yeah? See the body. Yeah? I mean, if you are born in a car and die in a car and never get out of the car, you think you are the car. No? You never get out of the car. You are born in the car, you die in the car. How can you not think you are the car? And you drive the car. It's the same thing, yeah? We are thrown into this body, we never get out, you know? We die in this body and then we think we are the body and that's why we are so afraid of dying, yeah? Let the body go, yeah? Let the things disappear that can disappear. Yeah? So, back to samadhi, yeah? It is important for us to get still, to get energy, to get concentration, yeah? To get, yeah, to develop this knowingness. What is going on, yeah? So, When we know, when we are with the Buddha, or when we are the breath, you know, we know the breath stops, you know, the breath is at its height, you know, the in-breath at its height, now it goes slowly, now it changes from in-breath to out-breath. Every moment of the breath we follow, yeah? Knowing, yeah? You know what knowing is. Being aware of what is going on. Yeah? I mean, you have a zoo and aquarium here in KL, you know, next time go. This training of samadhi is just observing the breath of observing the Buddha. Just like we observe, you know, the animals in a zoo. We don't have to think what they are doing. We know what they are doing. How do we know? We just know. The same with the breath. We know how the breath is at every moment. We don't have to think about it. But sometimes in the beginning, when there's no sati at all, I mean, we have to remember, okay, this is the in-breath, this is the out-breath, until it comes, slowly comes. But the knowingness comes from the heart. And a lot of people don't really do that. They just do concentration. And that's why they never get really deep into samadhi. I just get at the, you know, at the door of samadhi, open it up, so nice, and close the door in front of them, instead of stepping in. Because when you step in, you feel safe. This is our safe house. We have to make it happen, and we don't get there with 0 hours. I looked at, you know, the second stage, you know, I mean, there are actually 3 stages of samadhi. It's kanika samadhi, it's uninteresting, it's very momentary. And then there's the upachara samadhi, that's the samadhi I'm talking about. And there's the apana samadhi, where breath and awareness becomes, breath and sati becomes one. One-pointedness. So what is happening in one-pointedness? You cannot say anything about it. Because all what we do, we live in a dualistic world. We see and, you know, put attributes, subject and object. That's our language, based on our language. When one-pointedness, subject and object merges into one point, there's nothing you can say about it. You can say, there was knowingness, I didn't sleep. Because you go in one moment, in the next moment you go out. There's no time, there's no space. It can happen, you know, 1 hour or 10 hours or 12 hours or 1 day or 2 days or 3 days. You go in, the next moment you go out. And all what there was this knowingness. Or Runga Mahabhava called it the preview of Nibbana. Because that's what Nibbana is like. It's a preview. It's not exactly the same thing, but it is very similar to it. And that's what we want to know. And it's most difficult, you know. I mean, so just stick to upachara samadhi. It's enough for our investigation. When we come out, and remember that. People ask me, "Have I been in samadhi?" I don't know. When you come out, how do you feel? You feel energized or feel tired? When you feel tired, then you haven't entered samadhi. When you feel energized and concentrated, you probably have been in samadhi. So make it happen. You as well. It took me, I mean, I was, when I still was working, I was at least 2 hours a day. In the morning, 1 hour. In the evening, 1 hour. And half an hour before bed. On the weekends, at least 6 hours. And I was still working. And then I went, and then I went into homelessness. And then at least minimum 12 hours a day. Sitting, walking, sitting, walking, sitting, walking, And to be able, you know, to get into samadhi, And while I was in England or in Europe, you know, nobody taught me about, you know, a supa practice. about body investigation. No, we don't do that here. But it is, the Lord Buddha taught about supa practice. Huh? Yes, I think the one reminder of the suttas is there, where the Lord Buddha, taught 500 monks, and now a supa about the loathsomeness of the body, and the next morning, Lord Buddha asked, Ananda, where are all the monks? They killed themselves. They couldn't see, they couldn't face up to the loathsomeness of this body. So he mild it down, a little bit, turned it down, the volume of their super practice. But he still taught it. Huh? And if the Lord Buddha taught it, we should use it, To overcome greed and hatred, And their super practice, the first thing is, to step outside of the body or to see the body is not me, And then, just get disgusted with this body. I mean, we constantly have to care about this body. Are you not tired, Working for it? I was 31, I was already tired. I just worked 5 years, or 6 years, I started until I was 26 or 25. Can't remember, something like that. That was fun, But nowadays, university is no more fun, At that time, in the 80s, it was a lot of fun, All these people, all these students, in the evening you had gathering, And sometimes you studied, sometimes, you celebrated, So, studying in Germany and then studying in the US, And then came, had a nice job, and got enough money. But after 5 years, what is this? Why I'm still dissatisfied with my life, Then I looked, and then I found meditation. And then I said, I don't need anything, And then I went into homelessness, And then I worked on my samadhi, Until I could, enter samadhi, And then, later on, two or three years later, I could enter Apana Samadhi. Wow. This is, And if you're long enough, then the moment you come out of Apana Samadhi or one-pointedness, the mind is very slow, because you've been long, you've been long in this knowingness, And then, who am I? What am I doing here? What am I sitting in? I mean, you open your eyes and you don't know who you are, you don't know where you are, So the memory has to fill in all the blanks. Who am I? And that's how you see how you create yourself, your view of yourself, Because when you're gone, there's no view of self, there's no self, That's why the Lord Buddha called it a delusion, We deluded about ourselves, who we are, what we are, We have to define it, And after coming out, sometimes it can happen, if you're very long in Upachara Samadhi and you come out, the mind is also very slow and it needs to get all the information, that we constantly have at our hand, who we are, what we are, what we wear, why we are here, That's interesting. I mean, it's much more interesting than anything on your smartphones, I mean, looking at yourself, understanding the way how you work, You don't want to understand how you work, How the machinery, the biological robot works, Who gives the intention, to form a thought, And you can see it, you can follow it up, The intention comes from the heart, and then sends a signal to the brain, and then it forms the thought. The form doesn't, be formed, The intention doesn't come from our brain. The brain can be very, very calm, Extremely calm, When the intention, when there's no intention in our heart or in the chitta, the body doesn't move, and the brain doesn't work. Wow. No, we don't want to know. We have enough. We have enough things on our hand, you know, that we need to know. Yeah, how do I get some more money? How do I, you know, how do I feed my body? You know, how do I look after my kids? You know, or nephews and nieces? Yeah. Oh, I cannot ordain. You know, I mean, I have to look after my. What was it? You know. My brother, you know, or nephew and nieces, or this or that, or my mother, yeah. You don't have to look after your mother. Your mother is gone already, yeah. You have to look after yourself. Yeah, yeah. You have to look after all the things in your house, yeah. In the evening, when you come back, you know, look at all the things that you, over these 60, 70 years of life that you have gathered up in your house or apartment. And you have to dust it, you have to take care of it, yeah? Huh? The pictures that we never ever looked at it again, yeah? The books that we kept and, yeah, maybe I need it, you know, maybe I need it. And it all stores up, yeah? Just like the other things in our heart. It's the same thing, yeah? We store up all these memories in our heart, yeah? And they just weigh down our heart, yeah? Release them, yeah? And then you feel free, yeah? That's the way, you know? Yeah? So, investigation of the body, yeah? Seeing the loathsomeness of the body, opening up, yeah? Next time you stand in the front of the mirror, take a little scalpel, you know, and then pull off, yeah? Pull off. Not really, in imagination. But you can see it. Yeah? You pull off the skin and the body is underneath the skin, yeah? You see, you know, I mean, if you have a lot of fat, you know, you see, you know, the yellow crease, you know, and you pull it off and pull it off, yeah? Huh? What's that? And then you take the flesh out, you know, and the tendons and things like that, yeah? Or open up, you know, open up this, yeah? You like to see that? No. Nobody likes to see that. Huh? I mean, the skin, thin as a tissue, hides the dirt that we don't want to look at. When we take the skin off, we see all these disgusting things. Yeah? And that's what we have to see. We have to get disillusioned about, yeah? Why do we work for this body? Why do we constantly have to look after it? Yeah? Yeah? What does it give us? What kind of pleasure does it give us? Where does the pleasure arise? Not in the body, it arises in the mind. Yeah? Huh? When it sees nice food, the pleasure arises in the mind. Huh? The body doesn't react. The mind reacts, yeah? Or the citta reacts to it, yeah? There's no pleasure coming from the body. Yeah? There's no fun, you know. Yeah? The fun is, you know, using the body for our entertainment. Yeah? It's our Xbox. Yeah? We can use it all sorts of things. So, investigation of the body, yeah? The first thing, you know, it leads us, you know, if you have the first two fetters, the fetter of doubt and the fetter of the sila, yeah? How do they explain? The fetter of doubt, not believing in hell, not believing in heaven, not believing that there are beings in heaven or beings in hell, not believing in karma, that it, you know, there's good karma and bad karma and there are results of good and bad karma. That is the first fetter, the fetter of doubt. What is the second fetter? What do they teach you? You are good, sir. What? Rites and rituals, yeah? This has nothing to do with it. It's called Sila Bhatta Paramasa. Where's right? Sila is the five precepts. Bhatta is the fiddling with the precepts, yeah? Huh? Paramasa is, you know, taking or not taking them. I don't know where these strange things are coming from. Yeah? One time wrong understanding, and you know it's the wrong direction you go into. Not keeping the precept, then keeping the precept, then not keeping the precept, keeping the precept. That is the second fetter. The third fetter is, you know, knowing that the body is not me, not mine, not myself. That doesn't mean that we cannot enjoy the body. Yeah? If you know that you're not the car, but you still like to drive the car, wonderful. Yeah. Until you get tired of it. Yeah. But you know you're not the same as the car. Yeah. When the car goes wrong, you know, I mean, the driver doesn't die. Unless you know you have a fatal accident. And then, you know, investing, you know, that leads to sotapanna, stream entry. Yeah. And stream entry means we don't go into the lower realms anymore. Yeah? And it means, you know, within at least seven lives, you know, we reach Nibbana. Yeah? That is already, you know, opening the door of the hamster wheel, you know, and making one step out. Yeah? Ah, so difficult. Yeah? I know. Nothing is difficult, nothing is easy, it's just going. Yeah? Think about, you know, when you go from KL, you know, to Beijing, and if you have to walk, you know, it's only one step. You always can do one step. As long as you go in the right direction, sooner or later you will end up there. Huh? Sometimes you have to climb the mountain, sometimes you go down the mountain, sometimes you have to cross the rivers, you know, sometimes you're in a meadow, sometimes you're in the forest, yeah? But as long as you go in the right direction, one step, yeah? So what is so difficult? Hello? Huh? Our kilesas make it difficult for us. Ah, I don't want to, I don't want to, yeah? I want to sleep, you know? Now I want to sleep. Yeah. I want to rest, yeah? Lunga Mahabho said something nice, you know? Oh, the middle of the cushion, yeah? We rest our heart on the middle of the cushion when we wake up, you know? And we see that our cushion is full of thorns and spikes, yeah? When we end up in hell, yeah? That is the middle of the cushion, yeah? Oh, and let me have a rest, you know? Yeah? What? Explain. Don't you understand English? Oh, not very good, okay. You're Malay, or? Malaysian Chinese. Yeah, I don't speak Chinese. Most of the Buddhists are Chinese, yeah. So doing the investigation of the loathsomeness of the body, yeah. We don't have to make the body loathsome. We find it loathsome, yeah. Next time, if you don't believe me, look at the shit, yeah. You don't like to, yeah, look at the shit, yeah. You don't like to put the spittle back in your mouth, yeah. Remember that, yeah? That is part of the loathsomeness of the body, yeah? And the loathsomeness of the body leads us to? Don't know? Yeah, it leads us to wisdom, but where does the wisdom lead us? To which stage of enlightenment does it lead us? No? Don't know? Sakadagami. Yeah? It's only body investigation, three stages of enlightenment. Yeah? Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami. Yeah? Only when Anagami, you know, it's finished the body investigation. Yeah? Because he doesn't come back. Yeah? He doesn't come back in any of the form realms, yeah? In the bodily realms, yeah? He doesn't come back anymore, Anagami. Yeah? He has made his choice, you know? Now he can sleep, yeah? I'm waiting for 50,000 years because that is automatic. Then he automatically goes after 50,000 years. Each of the fetters, of the higher fetters, you know, that he has to tackle takes him 10,000 years, yeah? But, you know, he does it automatically. He It just floats up. Yeah? We have still to work very hard to get even the handle of the door. And then to open it up, you know, I mean, it's even worse. Yeah, yeah. It's so rusty. You know, what do you think? You know, after trillions of life, you know how rusty is your door. Even the door to your heart is already, you know, I mean, it's you know, I mean, all these heavy stones, you know, that on top of our heart, you know, that weighs us down. Yeah? I mean, in practice, you know, when we practice meditation, we have to remove them, yeah, to lighten up, yeah. It's sometimes really painful, yeah. Sometimes I cried, you know, I cried a lot, 4 hours, 5 hours, feel so sorry for myself, yeah? But there was something, you know, you have to go through it, yeah? And then after that, you know, just like the sunshine, yeah? It lightens up. Yeah? Each time, you know, you take out one of these heavy kilesas, you know, that burden you, yeah? Then the sun shines a little bit more, and then a little bit more, yeah? And you get freer and freer, you know, with every fight. Because we have to fight the kilesas, they don't go. We cannot tell them, yeah, please go, yeah, I don't want you. They just let us know, but I want you. You are under my power, yeah, and you have to fight, yeah, just like with any tyrant, yeah, we have to overthrow the tyrant before, you know, we can feel free, yeah. But that just leads to a new time, you know. But if we overthrow the kilesas, you know, that leads us to freedom. Yeah. So body investigation, yeah. People, you know, yeah, samadhi is too difficult. Let's start with panya, yeah. And panya, yeah. I mean, everybody thinks, you know, panya is thinking about the world, thinking about karma, thinking about, you know. No. Panya is right question, yeah? So, you sit there, yeah? And then pain comes up. And then panya asks, what is pain? That's what panya is, yeah? It wants to know, it wants to understand what is pain, yeah? It's not thinking about this world, how delusional, yeah? No, it wants to know, understand, yeah? What is pain? What is anger? How does it feel like? How does the anger compare to the pain? How does anger compare to lust? And so on, and so on. It wants to understand, yeah? The things that we are fooled by, yeah? Because we put the labels off. This is anger, I don't want it. This is lust, I want it, you know? It fools us with this. That's why we want to understand. What is pain? How does it feel? Where is it located, yeah? Where does it actually come from? Yeah? We don't worry, you know, if there's pain, you know, we get up from our meditation and the pain is gone. Huh? Kind of magic pain, isn't it? When we have other pain, you know, we need to go and see a doctor, you know, get some medicine or some shots, yeah? What is fear? Fear, yeah. We need to investigate. What are we afraid of? What are you afraid of? You have to ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Dying? Getting a new body? Yeah. Or maybe I go down to hell. Maybe I'm afraid to go down to hell. Yeah. What am I afraid of? Yeah. Face the fear. Yeah. Don't be controlled by the fear. If I don't level up to this person, you know, he might shun me. Yeah. No. So what? Yeah? Face up to the fear. Yeah? Don't be controlled by the fear. Yeah? And I guess every one of you was controlled by the fear when they said, COVID. Yeah. You have to have 3 injections at least, you know. Yeah. Because if you don't have, you die. Yeah? I must be already dead by now. I never take any injection. I never put any face mask on. Yeah. Because I don't believe the Western world. Huh? I'm not fooled by this anymore. Yeah? Huh? I studied long enough, you know, to know how it works, yeah? But you are a fool, you know? Huh? Huh? Telling you, yeah, you need this, you need that, yeah? Huh? And now they tell you, no, now they tell the Europeans you need to go to war with Russia. Yeah? Stupid. Yeah? If you don't, you know, Russia comes. Yeah? Huh? Fear. You have to fight fear. Yeah? You cannot subdue to fear. What are we afraid of? Sooner or later I have to die anyway, so what am I afraid of? Huh? Fear controls us, yeah? And that's what, you know, what most of the governments use, fear tactic. Huh? If you don't do this, you don't get a good job. You know, if you don't go to university, huh? You have to go as a factory worker, yeah? Or whatever, yeah? Or you have to go to Korea, you know, to visit. They need a lot of labor. Yeah? Yeah. Fear that controls us. Yeah? Investigate, what is fear? How does it feel? How does it differentiate from anger? How does it differentiate from pain? Yeah? And you will see, yeah? I mean, no matter what it is, if it is lust, fear or things, you know, it's just raising of the heart, yeah? Boom, 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 boom. If it races faster, you know, I mean, we are more afraid. If it races less, you know, we are less afraid, yeah? Or we are less angry, yeah? That's why we have to understand, you know, the body, yeah? That's why we have to investigate the body, yeah? And we have to investigate feeling, yeah? But first of all, we have to get into samadhi, yeah? To be able to concentrate on the object that we investigate. Yes? The retirees understand that? Yeah? You have to investigate, you know, in order to be able to understand in line with the truth, yeah? What is pain? How does it feel like? Where is it located? Yeah? When I get up, why is it suddenly disappear? What kind of pain is that? Yeah? When I stop meditation, it's gone. Yeah? When I start meditation, it comes again. Yeah? Strange kind of pain, huh? Huh? All these, yeah? Huh? What is the feeling of fear? Yeah? How does it feel like? And then we don't have to be afraid of fear anymore. Yeah? And nobody can control us. If you don't do this, you know, you will, yeah? You will experience that. Huh? That's how they control us, don't they? All the government. They don't go to war, you know, the government just send, you know, us, to fight for them. For what? For power, for money, for influence. Stupid. And we are stupid. And it's coming, next world war is coming. Soon. Fire everywhere, Venezuela. No, they want Greenland. They want Cuba. They want this. They want that. They stoke fire in Taiwan, for the Chinese, And now the Chinese and the Russians are trying to get ready, you know, to get rid of the bully, And that means World War III, So you better get your practice done before it starts, Don't get interested, Person who has sati, what is it? It's already that long? So the last thing, what is it, If you have sati, if you have this awareness, we don't do any mistakes, If we think about, should I do this? Should I go there? Should I go here? Then we make mistakes. Sati sees very clearly the situation and it always knows what to do right. Yeah? That's why we have to develop it. Yeah? Not just samadhi, not just concentration. Yeah? Remember next time you go and sit in concentration? Yeah? Know how the breath is, how the Buddha is. Yeah? Develop this knowingness, And don't go to the calmness, you know, that comes, Oh, it's so nice. The moment you think it's nice, you're out of samadhi. Huh? It chucks you out, it, you know, skyrockets you out, yeah? Huh? Oh, it's so nice, yeah? Huh? And it's gone. Yeah? Then you have to start again, yeah? Oh, it's so nice. And it's gone, yeah? Then you start again, yeah? Huh? So, remember, yeah? Sati is our protector, yeah? And investigation, you know, gives light into the dark of a tunnel of delusion, yeah? Why are we afraid? Yeah? What is pain? What is, you know, this, yeah? Hello? You still awake? And just as a side remark, yeah? All these women, yeah? I don't want any one of you here. You hurt my feeling. How can I hurt your feeling? A feeling is a feeling. It cannot be hurt. A feeling is a phenomenon that arises in Jesus, yeah? Huh? Huh? So never ever say that again. Huh? I cannot hurt your feeling. What I can hurt is your view of yourself, yeah? That is what I can hurt, yeah? I can say, you know, when you think I'm so beautiful, when I say, oh, you're an ugly duck, you know, this can hurt. Huh? Remember this, yeah? Please, yeah. It gives a big relief for your partner, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had girlfriends, yeah. I know what they do, you know, and they make you feel really terrible, you know, when you say you hurt my feeling. Oh, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do now? Yeah? Huh? Yeah? Yeah? Remember? Yeah? It's a power word of the women, yeah? Huh? Okay, so, yeah? I think with this I end the talk, yeah? It's long enough, yeah? If you have any questions, you know you can ask.
Thank you, Venerable John Martin, for the inspiring Dhamma talk. We shall now open the floor for questions. Please raise your hands if you have, and I shall bring the mic to you.
I think all the questions are answered already. Yeah?
Hi, Ajahn. You've answered a lot of the questions, but I've just got one. So it sounds like the most effective and efficient way to train in samadhi and developing the sati is to go into the monastic life. Is that true?
No, you can actually do it. As I told you, you know, when I was working, I was practicing samadhi, yeah? And once in a while, you know, I did a 10-day retreat and then went into samadhi, yeah? But it's helpful, very helpful. Yeah? We can ordain you tomorrow.
Sorry, you say you can take me what? Sorry?
What?
Oh, sorry, what do you say? Oh, cannot attend tomorrow. Okay.
Why?
Thank you.
You cannot ordain?
Oh, I can ordain. Yeah, my husband is right here.
Yeah, he can ordain as a monk. A lot of people do that, yeah?
Thanks, Ajahn.
No, it's helpful, yeah? I mean, you practice every day, yeah? Like I said, you know, 1 hour before you do anything, yeah? And 1 hour when you come back from work, yeah? And then, you know, you clear your mind, yeah? And then there's something very important, yeah? That I touched yesterday, but I didn't say today. Daily reflection. What kind of thoughts, what kind, you know, memories did I wake up with, yeah? What did I do then? What kind of feelings, what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories were there, yeah? What did I do then, yeah? Going through the whole day, you know, but not judging it, not saying it was good or bad, just showing the heart what it does, yeah? The heart knows if it is wholesome or unwholesome. I mean, that changes your life, you know, within, if you do that every day, you know, it changes your life within, in a year, yeah? From worse to bad. Better. From worse to better, yeah? Yeah, why don't you do it? Yeah? Because you forget it, HD, huh? Every time I tell him, yeah? Today I asked him, yeah? Huh? What was that? Yeah. Even my monks. Huh? Did you do? What? Oh, I forgot. Did you do your daily reflection? No, I forgot. Yeah? And a monk doesn't have to remember a lot, you know? I mean, because when we sit in samadhi, we don't have to remember that, yeah? But when we come out, you know, why did I get out of samadhi? Yeah? What was the reason? Was it pain, you know? Was it boredom? Was it restlessness? Oh, sorry, yeah? So do that, yeah? Other question? Yeah, you had one. The one with the lotus, the Bodhi heart.
This is question related to Asubha practice.
Yeah?
And I would like to know that, because sometimes I have a lot of Asubha images in my meditation, that I realize that when I'm in that period, I got a bit, I feel that it's not that balanced, then I feel that I should go back to samadhi.
Can somebody translate it for me?
Translate it?
So that I understand. So you practice Asubha.
I practice Asubha.
And so, what happens then?
And so it's lovesomeness, and I could see like skeletons and all those things. And if I continue to do that quite intensive, extensively, I would feel that like after a few weeks, I feel that I'm like starting to feel... I lose the I started to feel that I need to go back to samadhi.
You lose what? You lose what?
I lose the I feel that I'm starting to feel a bit exerting too much energy.
Your anger is coming up, huh?
Yes. And
that's good.
That's good?
Yeah. That's why we do it.
But I do.
That's why we bring it up. In order to learn how to deal with anger.
But I got very angry.
Yeah.
That's why I said, should I move back to my samadhi?
No, that is correct. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. Now, if you do a super correctly, you know, a lot of anger comes up, yeah? You have children?
No. Yeah? Happily, no.
Yeah, happily, no. So you can ordain.
I have a dementia,
no.
Mom.
If people have children, yeah, and children have a favorite toy, what happens if you take their favorite toy away?
Angry.
Very angry.
But also at the same time, I do not know what's
going. No, you have to learn how to deal with anger. Observe the anger, but first you learn how to deal with pain. That is our first object, yeah? The pain in meditation, sit for 2 hours, you know, and then feel the pain, yeah? And learn how to investigate pain. If you learn how to investigate pain, yeah? The nice thing about pain, it is a very stable object. It doesn't go easily away, just like our Buddha or breath, yeah? It stays there and stays there, so we can investigate. The first thing is, yeah, you feel it. You feel it with the whole body. So how does pain feel? Yeah? Now you look. Where is it located? Yeah? Is it in the skin? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the bone? But we don't listen to any answer that comes from the kilesas and tell them, you don't sit correctly, you know? Yeah? Huh? And you tell them, you know, if I eat, you know, with my friends, I sit for 3 hours without pain. Yeah? Yeah? And then they shut up. Yeah? No, don't listen to any answers that are coming, you know? Just look where the pain is, yeah? And then, yeah, once you understand how to deal with pain, then you can investigate the anger in the same way. Feel it, And the moment you concentrate on the anger is gone. Yeah. And the moment you know you lose your concentration, the anger comes back. And then you look, what triggers the anger? Yeah?
Sometimes when I look at the anger, I see that it's coming up and seething away.
Yeah.
But also there are actually a lot of momentary moments that I feel that, okay, I look at the pain and I look at the anger or I look at the asubha.
Yeah.
Then it's anatta. But
yeah.
I had a feeling that there's something behind and yeah. I couldn't get it and I got annoyed.
Yeah. Be patient. I mean, that is the one quality all of us are missing, patience. Yeah. We don't get into samadhi in one day. It takes years, you know. Everyday training. No. Yes, there is something behind and you will see it, yeah. But you have to roll back, yeah. That's why daily reflection is good, you know. It sees you how things evolve, yeah. And anger only comes up after you do the body investigation. It doesn't come up because when we do body investigation, it's so interesting, yeah. But the kilesas don't like it, yeah? So you come out, you know, and you suddenly, yeah? You feel this anger, yeah? You feel the burst of anger, and then you look what came, yeah? So you concentrate on the anger, you feel it, yeah? And then the anger goes away, and then, yeah? Then you look, you know, what is happening, what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories lead to this anger, and then you deal with these kind of thoughts and memories, yeah?
Can you repeat that part?
What?
Anger comes and the memories and the experiences arise. Can you please elaborate?
What came before the anger? Yeah, you feel the anger coming up. Yeah, what came before that? What kind of thought? What kind of memory? You have to be very aware of what is going on. Otherwise you cannot deal with it. When you see what kind of thought came, you can deal with the thought, invert the thought, you know? Huh? Just like in Achilles, you know, somebody puts a spear out. A spear on your chest, you know, you turn it around and put it on the chest of the other person, yeah? So you have to turn around the thoughts or you turn around the memories, yeah? But it takes time. I'm amazed that you already can do it, yeah? Huh? Not many people, yeah? Not many people, you know, get so easily into, you know, body investigation. It took me nearly, you know, when I was in Bangladesh, yeah? Lungta Mahabho was only talking about body investigation, body investigation, body investigation, yeah? And I said, what is body investigation, yeah? I had to learn it. And it took me 9 months, you know, until I actually could see, you know, the internal of the body, yeah? So, not everybody has here, yeah? And some people came, you know, and within a week, you know, they could see every detail of the body, yeah? I mean, it depends on what you've done in your previous lives, you know? Yeah? So, it helps. Other people like me have to work very hard, you know, to get it done. Okay? Understood? Yeah? Look, be aware of what is coming, yeah? The thoughts and the memories, what came before, you know, then you can even dig deeper. What came before that thought or before that memory? What kind of feeling came up, yeah? Maybe it was just a feeling of disgust. It's not anger. Yeah, your smartphone. And don't ask Google or Siri or whatever, you know. Huh? Rock. Yeah, what is? Yeah, any more questions?
One last question.
The founder of this monastery have, yeah, or this center has no question? Then I have a question, when are you coming to ordain? You've done enough, you know, I mean, building up this center, you know, now other people can run it, yeah? And now you can do the more important work, yeah? Together with your wife, yeah? That's the most important thing, yeah. That is opening the door, yeah. Unless, of course you enjoy life, but you know, when I look at your faces, you don't do that, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.